100 Word Stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And we got a whole bunch of stories on the topic of get a life. Would you like to listen to them? Okay, well, I mean, that's why you're playing this file, right? Okay, let's go ahead and just play the file and you can listen and I'll be back in a little bit.
Rick Thomas here in Fort Myers, Florida, with my contribution for this week's weekly challenge, Get a Life. Get a life, they said. Problem is, that's kind of vague. Life comes in all shapes and sizes. Some people fill their life with family and friends. Others, perhaps, with work, achievement, and material possessions. Some spend their adult years cherishing memories of youth, while others are faced with the task of trying to drink away nightmarish scenarios or acts of horror that have played out before their eyes. Frank's life had been the latter type, a failure as a son, a failure as a parent, alienated everyone who tried to befriend him. Gun in his mouth, Frank pulled the trigger.
Good evening, this is Jay Rodimus, back for Weekly Challenge 770 with the prompt Get a Life and a story entitled If It Seems Too Good to Be True. Warren couldn't wait to get to school and show those jerks he wasn't the loser they thought he was. He had ordered a new life from the back of a comic book and it had finally arrived. He didn't really know what it was exactly, but he packed it carefully into his backpack and walked with pride and purpose to the bus stop. His bubble was quickly and thoroughly burst. Dork! Weirdo! I didn't think you could be more of a loser. He thought back to the ad and the $1.99 price and learned you get what you pay for. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Trip, fall, get up, stand straight. Trip, fall, get up, stand straight. Trip, fall, get up, stand straight. Drip, crawl, fed up, stand straight. Drip, maul, fed up, stand. Blip, tall, fed up, stand. Trip, trip, drip, blip, sip, stand. Straight, hate, 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 hate. Well, trip, stand, wait. The tap sang this song. Drip, trip, blip, on and on. Stand, wait. The tap sang this song. On and on. Skip, blip, skip. Stand, skip, wait. Skip, the tap sang this song. Skip, no, slip, no. Stand, life, what? Life, what life? Get a life, trip. And this was my story, sort of, for this week. Drop by my blog at lazygoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning. This is Richard. And here's my story on the topic Get a Life. It's called Ambition. I really need to get a life. All day, every day, I spend my waking hours sat at this keyboard, staring at this screen. My sleepless nights are filled with restless thoughts, mind churning constantly with ideas and plans, few of which ever come to fruition. Then it's back to the keyboard. Coffee, aspirin, irritation. I thought I was pursuing something noble and worthwhile, something rewarding and respectable, but what it all boils down to is me, sat at this keyboard, staring at this screen. My only achievement? 100 words about how I really need to get a life. There you go. Till next time, goodbye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. Tonight, I'm going out. I'm going out to get a life, to take it from another and make it my own. I will drink their blood, feast on their flesh, and steal their soul. And when I am done, they will be no more, and I will live once again. Every night, another life, another victim, their passing is my sustenance. One more day that I shall survive and live to kill again. I consider it a fair trade. An eye for an eye, a life for my life. Survival of the fittest. And so far, it's always been me.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is a retiring position. I spend my waking days interviewing counting officers. It would be cooler if the ceiling in the room had a field of stars and a deep sky blue. A visual cue which could only be enhanced by red robes and a fully functional rack in the corner. I joke, let me show you the instruments of the question. Funny? No. Some might say, you really need to get a life. I return, if one would give me 6 lines written by the hand of the most honest man, I would find something in them to get them hanged. Who's next? And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and of the Shooting Stars Quadrilogy, so far available at Amazon. And this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 770 with the prompt of Get a Life. So here's my story. Mr. Blanket Maker put his arm around his wife. Honey, I know you're upset. We all are. You can't allow yourself to become consumed by a personal vendetta. Bilbert's mother looked at her husband cross-eyed. I think the one with the vendetta is nuclear fission. I'd like to tell her to get a life and move on, but you have to agree. She's a little more invested in this battle than that. Bilbert cleared his throat. Mom? What does nuclear fission have against you? She shook her head. It goes way back. She and I used to be best friends. Dun dun dun. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip. with me to planet Z.
Laws are lies we tell ourselves and others to do better, but really, we can't, or shouldn't, or won't actually do better. Deficits are lies that we tell ourselves that we can afford whatever this is, that we can't, or shouldn't, or won't actually afford. Debts are lies that we tell ourselves that we will pay all this back, that we can't, or shouldn't, or won't actually pay. We can't keep lying to ourselves. We shouldn't lie to ourselves. But we keep lying to ourselves about the lies. We say that we'll stop the lies, but we can't and won't. And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of Get a Life. You can check out more about the podcast and the text of the stories and links to people's sites at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The topic of the next 100-word stories weekly challenge is, how does that grab you? You can find instructions up at the website if you click on weekly challenge to, you know, all the usual stuff. Thank you all for being a part of this and sending in stories and listening and, well, nobody ever comments, but that's okay. I'll see you all next week. Until then, thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief.